Standing at EMF, Electromagnetic Field, it's a camp filled with geeks and hackers and coders and people making some pretty weird and wonderful stuff. I'm looking at what I thought initially was an old-school R2-D2 rotating its head, singing a sort of song. Picture a rotating speaker system on top of a tripod. And whilst I'm fascinated by the fact that as I step closer it plays one song and move away it's kind of playing another tune, a guy walks past and said, "I made that," which is you.
Yes, I made that. Well, me and Anton and Russ made that.
What is it?
It's the tune on a stick.
Tune on a stick?
It's tune and it's on a stick.
And how does it work?
Well, it's all it does is it rotates. It has a range sensor. It's just an ultrasonic range sensor. Whenever it decides to play a note, it picks a note. Pitch is based on the distance that it reads on the ranger. So the further away you are, the lower the note you get. It improvises a backing line to go with it via a cheap little algorithm. That's really all it does.
It's gathering quite a crowd now, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. When there's nothing going on, when it can see nobody, it will reset itself, so you'll get a different set of MIDI instruments, different scale, so you get a different sounding thing. Each time it starts up, you get something different. So if we all wander off and then come back in a minute, it'll start up, it'll sound rather different.
Proper novice question here. Despite all the complexities of the algorithms and the circuit boards and the type of music that is being created here, the first thing that popped into my head is, how is the cable not tangling? The object is rotating.
That is a good question. The answer is a slip ring. It's a component you can buy. I think it was £6 on eBay. It really is a little rotating thing. Was in one end, was in the other. You can twist it.
Wow.
That's it. You just buy them. Standard thing.
Wonderful musical computerized, beautiful structure, piece of art. I don't know. Have you made other ones of these?
I've never made one like this before. I've made things, but never quite like this.
Where can people find you online?
Jarkman.co.uk, Jarkman.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.